Okay, so what's your name and what brings you here today?
My name is Peter Gilbert, and I have come today to offer massage, reflexology, relaxation treatments for the carers. I worked here 5 years ago for a while, and then I went abroad and we lost touch, and Anna called me in this time, so.
Oh, fantastic. And why do you think days like these are important?
Absolutely essential. People who care, whether they're professional nurses, recognised carers, or people who are lost in the community caring, need care themselves. It cannot be underestimated, the emotional, physical and energetic burden of being responsible for another person. And it touches all age ranges, and it touches all class, every spectrum of society. So to be able to access a day for yourself is incredibly well received and incredibly necessary.
Yeah, and do you think there should be more of this kind of activity available for carers?
It should be. It should be built in, absolutely. Because if the carers care incessantly, they break too, and they need to be maintained. And everyone's depending on them. And they're trying to run maybe a social life, a work life, a home life, a family life, as well as being carers. And you can't underestimate the burden. So something that helps you stay up as often as possible, yes, definitely is a good thing.
And as a therapist, are there certain things that you... So as a therapist, can you feel, and you must be able to feel in people's muscles or in kind of what sort of stresses they must be going through?
Yeah, the first thing is to ask someone about their health and about their sort of the way they feel and their symptoms. And there are certain common areas that come out frequently, which is upper back tension, neck tension, shoulder tension. And that's because physiologically those muscles get loaded up by being overworked. And for some people, their stress will migrate to the muscle. For others, their stress will perhaps be shown through the digestive system with stomach ulcers and gut disturbances. Others, it will be headaches, sleep problems. And by that first question, we can work out how best to treat them in the way that we massage. But all massage, even if it's simply back, neck and shoulders, will relax people. So that's a really good starting place. But if we meet carers that say, my arthritic knee is a problem, or my lower back is a problem, or they want reflexology rather than massage, then we just accommodate what they need.
And do you think, I know it's not really your sort of area of work, but do you think there's enough respite care for carers?
Well, I do come from a nursing background. And I do recognise that I feel that all the facilities and all of the backup for care could be improved upon. And respite is something that I think seems to be the rarest thing. And it's partly because those who are cared for don't want someone else to care for them. They may have some fears and misconceptions about what a caring facility would be like rather than being at home with that person. But the important thing is that person has got to have a break now and then. And so the two things don't often go together, that someone volunteers to opt out of being at home with their familiar carer so their carer can get better. And then that's something that really needs to be worked on, the perception of what a respite situation is, or maybe what a respite situation is.
Yeah, absolutely. So if there's one thing that's the best thing about Carers Week, what is it? What's the best thing about this?
It's just the absolute appreciation of anything that's done for you if you're a carer. It's just so obvious and it's so easy. The smallest thing makes such a difference to someone. Even if you only have 5 minutes to treat someone, that 5 minutes is 100% more than never.
Brilliant. Okay. Thank you for talking with me today.
Lovely. Good.
So are you happy for me